So what would the dating profile of a narcissist look like? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes. So, y'all, dating profile of a narcissistic person. So, I was going to sit here and build a dating profile online in front of people, but I just like, there's just too many things that could go wrong with that right there. I don't know the dating apps. I've been married for too long. I'm out of that. But if I was on dating apps, this is what my profile would look like, y'all. And also, just in this space, this is what the profile of a lot of other narcissistic people dating profile looks like. So I do a lot of one-on-ones and Zooms with people, over Zoom with people, right? And some group coaching. I talk in my communities, my little private communities as well, about this dynamic. And people share the dating profiles of their exes. Like, look, this is the dating profile. This is what my ex's dating profile look like. So this is what right here to me, what you should be on the lookout for.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fairy tale stuff, y'all. Be on the lookout for fairy tale things, because as a narcissistic man, right, I'm going to put what I think whoever I'm attracted to wants to hear, right? I know most people would do that, but it's the intent that matters. It's coming from a place of manipulation. I'm going to put things that make, if I want to meet a soft, kind, caring, empathetic person, I'm going to make things seem like I'm a soft, kind, caring, empathetic person. I'm going to list on this dating profile, just looking for the right one to walk on the beach with, and to somebody that understands where I'm coming from. And, you know, sometimes I'm a very emotional person, so sometimes it's not afraid to see a man cry or shed a tear or two. Someone that has an open ear and validates my emotions as I validate theirs over a campfire while we're roasting s'mores, and then we go clap cheeks in with us lit by the sunlight or the moonlight because you're cooking s'mores, right? Like, watch out for stuff like that, y'all. Because being realistic, and this is like I said, being realistic. Think about it this way. They are just putting things that you want to hear out there. I've seen narcissistic people's dating profiles. Like I said, they seem super sweet, kind, interesting. You know, there a lot of narcissistic people are going to be focused on the look, how they present themselves, the physicality. Like, sometimes they don't even post anything but how they look. 38, 6'3", 250 pounds, and just put pictures of myself on there. That's all we do. You know, kids, maybe, would love some, don't smoke, drink socially. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to put drink socially. Just drink a little bit. You know, lies. Not the height and weight. That's who I am. You know, but I can put that type of stuff online and get people, you know, because I know what people are looking for. I'm going to just try to short circuit anything else. Any red flag you might see, oh, he doesn't list. He doesn't say if he's married or single, what he's looking for. He just got pictures of his body and his height and his weight. Yeah, that's red flaggy as hell for anybody, for any gender. Nothing else, just the body, how they look, how they present it. And that's all. You don't know anything about their personality, their Spotify playlist, whatever is attached to their profile or whatever it is. You see what I'm saying? Their Apple Music, you know, Apple Play, whatever it is. You don't know anything about this person other than their name, their distance away from you, and you know their height and how their body look. That's all you know. Or they flashing money. Yo, just be very careful. You know, be very careful of what you list as well, because sometimes there's a lot of narcissistic people who will search you out, right? Search you. They specifically target people. They'll specifically target you, search you out, read your dating profile, and change it to match you, change theirs to match yours. Like some of these dating apps, they'll look at your stuff and then they'll go back and change theirs to match yours, so y'all have similar interests. That's how they get in there. So that's a red flag to me. If the dating profile sounds too much like mine, like we have too much in common. It's like this damn, like I could have made, holy smokes, I could have wrote your dating profile for you. Wow, we have so much in common. Y'all, come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on now. What's the boozer? Come on, man. Come on, man. You see what I'm saying? If you feel like you could have wrote this dating profile for yourself, if you could have wrote this, y'all have so much in common, they might have mirrored you. They might have copied everything that you had of your profile. Now, it's not every single thing. Of course, they go, like you remember back in the day when people used to cheat on tests, hey, or cheat on, like, copy my homework or something like that. Hey, you can copy it, but change up a couple of the words so it doesn't look like you did. That's what they did to your dating profile. They took what your dating profile looked like and just cliff noted it into theirs from a different perspective, from the male perspective or the female perspective or the non-binary perspective, whoever you are. You know, they took it and did that. You know, they might change their political affiliation. They might change their religion on there just to match yours. Like you come up, they got Muslim on there. You go meet them. They got Jesus hanging on the cross in their damn bedroom. You're like, I thought you were Muslim. Why say that? Your dating profile definitely said you were Muslim and you know, you were halal and all this other stuff. Like you were, you know, we were on the Muslim dating app. What are you talking about? What? We met on the Muslim dating app. What are you, huh? You're a Christian? Well, Emma, you see what I'm saying? Y'all, watch out. That's why I tell your date, when you making your date, your own dating profile. I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to scare y'all from online, because normal non-narcissistic people could be on there as well. But like, there's a lot of successful stories from dating apps, but a lot of times, a lot of the horror stories I hear are from meeting people on Facebook dating or, you know, TikTok or whatever it is. Because you don't really know them in person, right? So be careful what you list online. Because that mirroring profile type of stuff, that's how they get you. You see what I'm saying? Don't, like I said, that's how they get you. They will mirror your profile and just write the stuff that you want to hear, and they get you. Especially if you're vulnerable, you just went through a breakup or something like that, you're just looking for some cheek clapping session, they got you. This person is just like me. This is the male version of me. This is the female version of me. You said this is the NB, non-binary version of me. What? Ooh, I don't know, y'all. I get confused sometimes. But that's the way it goes. You know what I mean? That's how they get you. They mirror you, your likes and dislikes, and just show you who you are. They present you. You know, I've seen this happen. This is what I saw happen in real life. A dude did this to one of my friends in real life. A man did this to her, did this to this woman. Like, same interest, same quirky band, same weirdness, that, you know, same type of stuff that she loves. She was like, she's kind of, you know, quirky. And he's quirky. And I first met him, and I told her, I was like, I don't like that dude. You know, people don't call me Lee in real life, they call me DeMond. She's like, DeMond, why don't you like him? I was like, I just got a weird energy from that dude. Like, he does not seem like he act like, I know you, I've been knowing you for a few years. You have this quirky kind of energy about you. He doesn't have that. He's pretending he has that. And I'd be damned. About 6 months later, he ghosted her because he had a family. He was married and had a family. I was like, what? What? She found out he had a family. He ghosted her and blocked her. Threaten her. I was like, what? Because I finally found his Facebook. He had hidden from me. He had blocked me on his Facebook before we met. And I found his Facebook. He didn't like anything that I like. We didn't have the same political affiliation, the same religion, the same nothing. He's an atheist. Somebody, he was a Christian and this is that. I was like, wow. Pretended, literally just mirrored her dating profile. That's what they do, y'all, to get you. You know? That's what they do to get you. They just seem like they're so quirky and fun with you. You know what I mean? That's why I'm just telling people, just be careful what you write on there, because they will mirror you. Your dating profile becomes their blueprint to get you, right? That's how they get you, through your own dating profile. You know, like I said, if I was on there, that's the type of stuff I would do. If I'm on dating profiles, watch out for them. Again, it depends on what you post as well, because watch out for grief. Don't post your grief on a dating profile. If you're grieving, get off dating apps anyway, because you need to take time to heal. If you're grieving, that's what my perspective is. Just, hey, look, you just lost your parent, whoever. Get off the dating apps, because you make you more susceptible to toxic manipulative people. Because if you put RIP Pidgeotto or RIP Pikachu on your damn profile, they're going to use your grief as a manipulation tactic. I lost a Pikachu as well. He had just learned Thunderbolt, and he just said his first word. He said Pika Pika Choo, and then he passed away. So we both had lost Pikachus. They'll use your trauma online to connect. Y'all will finally meet in person. You fall in love with them. And you come to find out they never had a damn Pikachu. They started off with a Charmander. You see what I'm saying? Where did Pokemon talk come from? But that's how it goes right there. Like, watch what you post. Don't post your grief online. And watch for other people posting their grief and their trauma online as well, right? They'll post their grief and their trauma online too. Like, yeah, they'll do that to try to manipulate you to feel sorry for them. Because you go through their profile, y'all connect, and you be like, oh, you just lost someone, me too. Gotcha. Gotcha, gonna get you. Oh, you lost someone close to you, me too, I just did too. Gotcha. Watch out for people who put their traumatic experiences on their dating profile. And that goes for you as well. I'm telling you, don't put your trauma on dating profiles either. You know? Another red flag. I'm just rattling off, man. I'm coming with the heat. Watch out for cropped pictures. If the picture seems cropped, like if they seem like they got their arm around somebody in the picture and they smile, it's a good picture. It's a good looking picture. But you want to see half their body, or they got somebody's face blacked out. They might be married or in a relationship, y'all. See, it just seems like sometimes it, like other people take the best photos of you when they are in them, because they want to look good in the photo too. So they watch out for people who cry. I know there's the older folks do that a lot because they don't have a lot of selfies sometimes. But watch out for that, y'all. Watch out for cropped photos, because some of the best pictures I have, I want people cropped out of it. You see what I'm saying? Watch out for cropped photos. And I'll just be real with you as well. Watch out for unbelievable things, y'all. Just looking for somebody. Just getting over. I told you about, remember I mentioned trauma earlier? Just getting over a heartbreak. I don't deserve this. I'm the kindest, sweetest person in the world. I got cheated on. It broke my heart. And they got that listening in their dating profile. Y'all, that's bait. That's bait. They're throwing you bait. Don't take the bait. Don't bite down on the bait. Don't do that. If somebody is going through trauma, let's just say somebody is a real life experience, they're going through trauma. Y'all, they are not ready to date you either. Or they're using it to manipulate you. You mean, I know, but like, people need to, somebody need to be there for them. What if they're all alone? Like, y'all, hey, it's your life. You got years to waste. You got some years to waste. Hey, by all means, you see what I'm saying? Because they don't care. They don't care about wasting your time, because their time is not getting wasted. So they don't care about wasting yours. My time is not getting wasted. Yours is. I'm good. You know? So you have to empower yourself in this space right here, y'all. So watch out for that type of stuff on dating profiles. Like, because I'm just telling you, you know, that's what they'll do. They'll put what you want to, they'll put what they think you want to see. Like, they'll put their pet on there. Like, they'll have a smile. Oh, I'm a dog, man. I'm a cat daddy. Whatever it is. I'm a fish dad. I'm a hamster uncle. This is my nephew hamster, weasel. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? Watch out for the stuff with the, like, I'm just telling you, they're trying to play on your emotions. They're trying to play on your empathy and your compassion and your kindness and your emotion. Yeah, they're trying to play on your deep emotions. So they have pets and their kids and stuff like that. They're trying to invoke that the emotion in you. They're trying to make that level rise within you, because you see them with a pet. You're like, oh, it's a kind, pretty much, or pet or their kids or something like that. You must be a kind person. Oh, you're a good father. They be the only picture they got of their kids. The only picture they had of their kids in the last 20 years. You see what I'm saying? Their kids are adults now. It's an old picture. You know, watch out for misrepresentation. Speaking of pictures, if you meet this person online and they don't look like their pictures, or they're using old pictures, which some of y'all might do as well, use real pictures of you. You know what I mean? They didn't lose all their hair, done fell out or something like that. They didn't gain a lot of weight, lost a lot of weight. Like, y'all, make sure people are not misrepresenting themselves, because, like, to me, that feels like a lie. And if they start off in a relationship with a lie, on any type of lie, you catch them in any type of lie in the beginning, even online. If you catch them on two different dating apps with different names or different interests, different hobbies and things like that, you know, because some people do that. They have multiple dating profiles with multiple likes and hobbies. They're throwing out all kinds of bait. If you see two different profiles on two different dating apps and they have different names and different likes and dislikes, block that person immediately because they're lying. They're trying to bait people in with stuff like that, y'all. Goodness gracious. Thank y'all for tuning in. I know this video is a little bit longer than the ones I normally do. But I had to go into detail about some of this stuff, y'all, because that's what I would do. I would just, like I said, watch out for people who put too little information and watch out for people who put too much information because they're trying to suck you in because they make you feel like they're good communicators and things like that. What are you looking for in a significant other? Somebody to communicate with me. Somebody, you know, probably stuff that their ex said about them in a negative way. They try to spin into a positive. Somebody that listens to me because they didn't listen to their ex. Somebody that doesn't cheat on me because they cheated on their ex. Somebody that doesn't put their hands on me because they put their hands. Hey, I'm just telling you. Watch out for the controlling things as well. If they list controlling things online, I need a submissive person or this, that, or you got to obey my rule or play a certain role in my life. Watch out for that as well, y'all, because some of them will put that stuff up front. Some of them will put that stuff up there up front. And if you bite that bait, they're just like, hey, you knew what you were getting yourself into. I put this online for a reason. You took the bait. You knew what you're getting into. You're not a victim here. That's what they will say to you, you know? So watch out for that as well. Because don't try to, if you feel like you have to change this person, you know, maybe I can stay with them and they'll change. Don't go into a relationship where you feel like you have to change somebody. Or you feel like you have to change yourself. Y'all made it this far, y'all. Drop a little healing heart in the comment section. Or drop a heart in the comment section, y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Super grateful. Like and subscribe for more. As always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault. On Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.